and put a oizen cut, made a mum, cut the ear of the b'chor. So the naked kanas, he can't eat it. So the naked kanas, who did the son also can eat it? If the father did it to his b'chor, his animal, that an azay it's a korban, he can't have enough from it. If you make it a bal mum, he could have enjoyment from it. So the father did it. If you want to tell him that we come from the son, achrob, mishum the asur of the araisa. There it's worse. Because there, you by making a mum and a b'chor, you're over this of the araisa. But over here, again, doing mechaved malachti is only with the rabbanon. In other words, even the malachas cholamoid is also with the raisa, but here, really, the work is a dov rofa down cholamoid. The issue is that you waited to do it for cholamoid, that's only also with the rabbanon. So maybe in the rabbanon don't make a kenas upon the son. The rabbanon only said the father can't do it. But now that the father died, the son yashu, maybe the son is mutter.
You're holding that Yud Gimel, Hamad Aleph. Just the last Gemara over again, the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. But the Shaila was, Mishnah says, V'sherla pishtonim in Amishra. On Cholamoid, a Dover Ovid, if you have your flax soaking in water, you're allowed to take it out on Cholamoid. You're allowed to take it out. Gemara says, Boyimine Reb Yirmiyo Reb Zerah. Reb Yirmiyo asked the Shaila from Reb Zerah. Chiven malachta b'moid. But the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to dafka set aside to do the work on Cholamoid. If you can do it before Moed, you're supposed to do it before, not during Cholamoid. So what happens if you set it aside? You could have done it a few days before, and Lahachis, on purpose, you waited to do it during Cholamoid. Ilmeis. So the Mishnah says, if you did that, you're not allowed to have anor from it. It says, you're Veda, it's also to have enjoyment from it. So the question is, Mao Shikonsu Bonavachrov. Ilmeis. Let's say the father that did it, he died. Is he set aside to do the work on Cholamoid? And then on Cholamoid, he died. So the question is, can the son do the work on Cholamoid or not? For the son is called a dover over the tribi mutter, or else no. The what? Mal shikonso b'noi achrav. Should we make a kenas just like the father can't do it, to what then the son also can't do it? So now it's like this. In Timtzloim, if you want to tell me that the locha is by tzorim oizen b'chor, if a person has a b'chor, an animal that's a b'chor, it has kedusha to it, it has a din carbon on it. The only way you could use it, eat it, is if you have a mum. So you're not allowed to make a mum on the b'chor. So if you take a knife and cut the ear of the b'chor, so konso b'nei achrav. There it says, even if the father did it, and then the father dies, so the son also has the kenas, he can't use the b'chor. It's also for him to enjoy it. So I'll tell you over there, mishum di sura di raisa. Because over there you did an issa di raisa. There by tsarim oizin, it's an issa to make a mum in a b'chor. And Rashi says, klaima, Leitat, the pasuk says, mum loyiyaboy. And with dash and kloimar, leitato bo mum. You're not allowed to make a mum in a bechor. If you hito bo mum, konsu rabbonin. And if you did make a mum in your bechor, the rabbonin made a kanas loyahenim imenu. You can't have enjoyment from it. And there the law is, if you mace, if you die, ain't born of nenim imenu. Who are then your son can't have enjoyment from it either. So I'll tell you there it's different, because there it's an isni di raisa. Mashenkin mashm over here, Rashi says, aval hai. Techiva and malachte b'moye dalavi sura de raisahu. Tobaloi miskavin mutlagamri. So Rashi speaks out, not that the Gemara means to say that the malachas cholamoid is only with the rabbonin. His mashma Rashi shiter is really to do malachan cholamoid is nisa de raisa. Just over here, we're talking about really to dover ovud. Really right now, if you don't take the flax out of the water, the flax will get ruined. No, the only concern is that the father should have done it 2 days ago, and Ibadasku waited for Cholamoid, Rabbonin made a kenas, the father can't do it. But here, for the son not to do it, it's only Nisim with the Rabbonin. So since it's only Yosim with the Rabbonin, maybe the Rabbonin did not make a kenas to the son. The father, the Rabbonin only said the father can't do the Malacha now, but it could be if the father dies and the son takes over this Pishta now that's in the Mishra, he's allowed to take it out in Cholamoid. The Imtim Slam, if you want to tell me, another halacha is that mochor avdo le'avik echovim. If you have an eved kenani that belongs to Yisrael has a halacha like an isha, he's mechuyah to do mitzvahs. And when he's by the Yisrael, he does mitzvahs. So there's an issue, you're not allowed to sell him to a goy. If you go and sell your eved kenani to a goy, he's mochor avdo le'avik echovim umeis, and then the father dies, is konsul bonavachrov. The same thing, there's a kenas upon the children that you also can't enjoy this eved anymore. The halacha is like this, like Rashi says, Konsu Rabbonin v'yos l'cheris. Diborach minovik echovim. Let's say for some reason your Rebbe Kenani runs away from that guy that you sold him to. So it really should come back to you and be your Rebbe.
The lach is no, he goes out free. It's a kanas. You can't have enjoyment from this every kanani anymore. Is then Yisrael yochel lechayful liavadoisai. Another Jew can't force him to work anymore. Because since the father sold him to a guy, it's a kanas mit rabbon, and this eved doesn't belong to you anymore. What about v'yemeis? Let's say the father dies. Is ain bon of yochel mechayful. The same halach applies to the children. The children also, the kanas, they can't use this eved kanani anymore, and he has to go out free. They're also mates, konsul bon of achav. Also, bon of made a kanas, the child can't get back the eved kanani. Even if he runs away from his goy, that is the master of the goy now, still he doesn't go back to the son. So you see, when the Rabbanah made a kenas upon the father, the kenas goes on the child also. I tell you, it's a big, this chomadik isar, mishum dechol yoima maskalemi mitzvahs. Every single day that you sold your eved kanani to a goy, it's a terrible thing that you're like stopping him from doing mitzvahs. Like we know, when he's going to be by the goy, he's not going to do mitzvahs. And really, he's mechuyah to do mitzvahs, like Rashi says. To chol zman shu brishus, oyvei kechovim, ain't a waste of the mitzvahs. Chol zman, your slave is going to be by the goy, for sure he's not going to do mitzvahs there. Mashenken, when he's by you, and every kanani has a lach like an isha, he's mechuyah to do mitzvahs. So since you took him away from doing the mitzvahs, that's a big aveira, therefore we'll make a kanaz, you can't get him back, and no one than your son can't get him back either. But over here, the shaila back is by Meleches Cholamoyit. Again, the case is that the father has his flax that's soaking in water. And really, he should have taken care of it 2 or 3 days before Yom Tov. And the purpose, he left it over to do in a Cholamoyit. Now, the Mishnah says, if you left it over on purpose doing a Cholamoyit, you're not allowed to do in a Cholamoyit. You have to let it stay, and it'll be ruined. So the question is, if the father dies, can the son do it now? So what's the shayla? My gavra konis rabbonin v'holeser. The rabbonin put upon a kanas upon the person that did the avera. The father is the one that should have taken care of the flax before Yom Tov. So by him waiting on Yom Tov, he's doing something wrong. So the father made a kanas on the gavra. The father can't enjoy it. V'holeser. But now that the father died and the son yashin, the son didn't do anything wrong. So for the son right now, the yashin, this flax that's soaking in water, and if he doesn't take it out of the water on Chol HaMoed, there's going to be a dover over it, he's going to lose it. Therefore, it's a svara. The son is allowed to do it. Oidume, maybe not. Memoina konas rabbonin. V'isa. When the first father deliberately left over the flax to be done on Chol HaMoed, the rabbonin made a kanas upon the moment that this flax has to be ruined. You're not allowed to take care of it on Chol HaMoed. So v'isa, the moment is still here, even though the father died, but it's still the same flax that was supposed to have been taken care of before Yom Tov. And if he didn't do it before Chol HaMoed, the din is Rabbanu made a kanas, you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So that's the shaila. Omele, he answered back like this. Tenisu, we learned like this. I'll bring you a riot, you see, by Yisru with the Rabbonins, the Rabbonin do not put a kanas upon the child. There's a locha by Shriyas, the 70 year Shemitah, that Soda Shinis Kavtsa. You have a Soda that you went down and pulled out all the reeds, all the bad reeds of the field, you pulled it out. That's called Shinis Kavtsa. Rashi says, you put out the kitzim, the thorns of the field, you pulled out. That's only Yostim of the Rabbonin. The Shriyas, if you did this on Shriyas, you open this to the Rabbonin, is Allah Tizra la Maitsoy Shriyas. You're still allowed to plant the field, use the field on Maitsoy Shriyas. But since you only did this to the Rabbonin did not make a kenas to say you can't enjoy your field even on Maitsoy Shriyas. Mashenkein Nidaivo. Rashi Nidaivo means Rashi means you fertilize the ground on Shriyas. Rashi Nizavlo Shoyla Chazevu Diagolos Masois. Your mamish carried the zevul, the fertilizing, all over the fields. Or in the daiva, Rashi says, "Ayidei deer behema." The same thing. You fertilize your field through a flock of animals. You let the flock stay in one part of the ground and another part of the ground, that the zevul comes out and fertilizes the ground. So Rashi says, "Kolhani midrabbonin ninu." They're all only is and nisa the rabbonin. V'afa piken konsu to leitizra lametzoy shvius. So right, it says here leitizra lametzoy shvius. Here the rabbonim made a knas that you can't do it on Mitzoy Shriyas. So what the first case Rashi says? Yeah, today speaks out. Avonot lo kaitzim ein zva avoidus karka. The difference is, if you're just taking out the kaitzim, the thorns of the field, that's not even called work in the ground. So even though you're not supposed to do it, the other rabbonim did not make a knas upon the person that he can't use the field Mitzoy Shriyas. Hashem came to fertilize the ground, that's called you're doing an avoid in the karka. So even though it's only yosem, the rabbonin made a knas that if you did this on shvius, on shemitah, when it comes to mitzvah shvius, you're not allowed to use it. You can't plant your field now. You have to wait until that fertilizer goes away, as if you can't have enjoyment from what you fertilized on shvius. The loch is v'yomer Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Naktinim, we learned over there, hetiva. Let's say a person fertilized his ground on shvius, umeis, and then the father died. The locker is benoi zareya. The son is allowed to plant his ground on mitzvah shvius. So Alma, what do we see? Lididei comes to Rabbonin. The Rabbonin made a kenas upon the father, the one that did the yis of the Rabbonin that fertilizes ground on shvius. The Rabbonin made a kenas, the father can't use the ground on mitzvah shvius. But librei to his son, loy comes to Rabbonin. The Rabbonin did not make any kenas. The father dies and the son yashnas the fields, he's allowed to plant his fields on mitzvah shvius. Since it was only an issim, the Rabbonin did not concern the son, the Rabbonin only concern the gavra. So say, hochinami, the same thing with cholamoid, the didei comes to Rabbonin, the father that was supposed to take care of the flax before Yom Tov and waited deliberately to do it on cholamoid, it's also him to do it. Of a liberella comes to Rabbonin, but if the father dies and the son takes over, the son is allowed to take care of the flax on cholamoid. Omalei Abaye Abaye says like this. Naktinen, we learned alochom that tima tyroisef. If somebody went and was metama, somebody else's tyroisef. That means somebody has truma, he has food that eats betyra, and you went ahead and took a sheret and touched the tyrus with it. So you went and you were metama your friend's tyroisef. His truma, you went and was metama your friend's truma. So alochom is, that's called a hezek shein and nikur, that midrabon and yechayev to pay. Now umeis, let's say you died, Loikon sub noyachro. The Rabbonin does not make a kenas. The son does not have to pay back for it. My time away, cause hezek shena nikol loishmei hezek. Really, midirai sasa din mazik yipoter. A din mazik. What did you do? The hezek that you did is not nikur. If you look at the truma, it looks the exact same way before you touched it as the way it looks. The way it looks now is the same way before you touched it. What did you do? You took a sheretz and you touched the sheretz to the truma. So you made the truma become tummy. So even though you're mazik, you ruined it, that the person can't use the truma anymore, but that's called a hezek shein and nikur. It can't tell, by looking at the truma, you can't tell anything was done to it. So midiraisi, not a mazik. It's only an issa, the rabbonin gave you a din mazik midirabonin. So the klal is, lididei konsu rabbonin. The rabbonin konsun, the father, the one that did this action of taking the sheretz and putting it on somebody else's tyroisev, or you matamrit, the rabbonin said, you have to pay back. But lebrela konsu rabbonin, if the father died, so to say that's a knas that the sons have to pay, no, the rabbonin didn't cancel the son. It's the same thing. Since it's only an issim, but the rabbonin don't cancel the son. Yeah. So that's the loch on cholamoid. If the father dies, the son is allowed to do this avoida. The rabbonin only cancel the father, not the son. Yeah. Mishnah says, ein loikchin batim, you can't buy on cholamoid houses, Avodim and Nebuchadnani, who behema, Ela Litzarach HaMoid. Only if you need it for the purpose of Cholamoid. If you want to buy a house to move into, to live on Cholamoid, you could do it to live in Cholamoid. Or else you want to buy an animal, you want to buy an Evid to work for you now in Cholamoid, that's Mutim. Or Litzarach HaMoicher, Shein Loi Mayoichel. Or else if you have a person that's selling the house and the person that's selling it doesn't have Watit. So if you don't have Watit, we'll soon see you later do work in Cholamoid. So Melo the Moicha now, he wants to sell his house because he pushes needs food to eat, he needs money to buy food to eat on Cholamoid. So Melo, he has the right to sell it, whoever wants to has the right to buy it. Because the money you're doing is going to this person to eat, have food to eat on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So the Marboi Minei Rovim Rav Nachman. Schar Pula, Shein Loi Ma Yoicho Mahu. What's going to be the Locho, Trashi, Shein Loi Lepoyo Ma Yoicho. If you have a worker that doesn't have anything to eat, and he wants to do work now in Cholamoid, Trashi Mahu Sheyitin Loi Malochol L'Sarchuay Kadei Shehein Loi Malechol. You have a plumber that doesn't have any work, and he doesn't have any money. So he has a heter to do work in Cholamoid. If you don't have what to eat with, you don't have money to eat with, you're allowed to do work in Cholamoid. The question is now, are you allowed to hire him to do a job, to do a plumbing system, and you don't have to be done for Cholamoid? Really, you can wait after Cholamoid to do it, but you just want to hire him now because you want to give him the money. Omalei Abri said back to him, Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah, you're allowed to buy a house,
or the tzarech hamoicha shein lemayoichel, either for the purpose that you want to live in the house right now, or else for the purpose that the one that's selling the house should have what to eat. So what does it say in the Mishnah, shein lemayoichel? Is lasu yomai, what does it come to include? Lav lasu yischapula, doesn't the Mishnah even mean to include a workman? That if a workman doesn't have what to eat, so you're allowed to hire him to let him work for you, even though the work is not called tzarech hamoid. But since you're doing it for the purpose of giving him, paying him, you're allowed to let him work for you. Trash la su yimai, oy la moicher, to atonu la tzarech hamoid, el la su yisar pula. Like you already said already, tzarech hamoid, you're allowed to sell. So the zoi, what's the chiddush? Hamoicher shein la mayoicher. So Amalei, he answered back, that's not a raya. Loi, perushi kamaforish. The Mishnah is explaining itself. Trash la tzarech hamoid keitzet. What's called the tzarech hamoid? The Mishnah is going back to one case it could be. The case of the Mishnah is that if you want to sell a house, and the one that's selling it doesn't have what to eat, so you're allowed to buy it off him, even though you don't need the house now for Yom Tov, but you're allowed to buy the house now because you want to give him the money, he should have what to eat. But this is because no work is involved. But maybe to hire a worker to work for you, that's worse, maybe that's awesome. So Morris says like this. Eis ve'yabaya. Abaya, you have to kash like this. It says, Alochom, later we'll have, ein koitzvin shtore choy v'moyed. You're not allowed to write a shtar choy v'moyed. In other words, if I lend you money on cholomoyed, I'm not allowed to write a shtar to say you owe me the money. What about v'meinu maminoi? Let's say the malva, the one that's lending the money, does not trust the loiver, and unless you give me back a shtar, you know, a paper saying that I lent you the money, I'm not going to lend you the money. So in such a case, if the malva doesn't trust the loiver, then they have a right to write a shtar. Oy she'ein loy ma'yoichel, or else, we'll soon see what that means, it goes back to the sefer. If you have a sefer, a person that writes shtaris, that doesn't have what to eat, it's harei ze yichtoy, then you're allowed to like hire the sefer, let him write a shtar for you, and then you're allowed to have the shtar, this document written on chol hamoed saying you owe me the money. Now, what's pshanas b'raisa? She'ein loy ma'yoichel asu yimai. What does it come to include if you don't have what to eat? Lav lasu yeschar pula doesn't it mean schar pula of the cipher? Shema minif nira to clear raya. Because what does it say? It says again, ein koisven shtori chaydemoyed. You're not allowed to stam write documents on moyed if you're lending somebody money. If you trust the guy, lend him the money, and after cholamah they write you out the check or write your document back. It says, if the malva doesn't trust him, then you're allowed to write a shtar. So what's the second thing now? Oishen lemayochel. Who doesn't have watit? The malva has what to eat, so why is he allowed to write a shtar then? Selamai, ein loy mal yoichel has to mean here that there's a cipher involved. You have somebody that writes the shtaris, and he doesn't have what to eat. So you want to hire him now, pay him to write the shtar in order he should have money to eat, you're allowed to do that, harayza yichtoif. You see, clearly you're allowed to hire somebody to work for you just for the purpose of being able to pay him that he should have food to eat on Yom Tov. So there's a heta for the workman to do work if he doesn't have what to eat. And once he has a right to do the work, you have a right now to hire him. Even though for the work he's doing, you don't bedavka neither on Chol HaMoed. If not for this purpose, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. You should wait till after Chol HaMoed. But since you're doing it for the purpose that the workman should have what to eat, you have a right to hire him. He should do the job for you. And today usually won't be again, because usually workmen have enough jobs to take care of ready. And then if Luis still have a workman, doesn't have what to eat, and he has no job to do, you'd be allowed to call him into the house to do whatever you want in your house. Do any type of work you want. I'm not to be able to pay him. What? Well, that's the first case, Monashech. If you trust him, Monashech. If you trust him, so you're not supposed to write a shtar then. Just lend him the money, and you write the shtar after Chol HaMoed. And if you don't trust the loiver, then you're allowed to write the shtar even though he has money. It's like, well, who are we talking about doesn't have money to eat? The Malva has money to eat, because he's lending money. If he doesn't have money, let him keep his own money. You're right. Elamai the loiver is receiving the money. So Monashech, if you trust the loiver, so then is you're supposed to lend him the money and don't write any shtar at all. You write the shtar after Yom Tov. And if you don't trust him, you have a right to write the shtar anyway. So what do we have to say in the Mayochel? Elamai has to go that in case you have a cipher that doesn't have what to eat and he needs a job, you're allowed to hire him to write your shtar for you now and not he should have food. Moiser Rav Sheshes. Shreish has a kash like this. Says the Mishnah, Gemara Mishnah, Matan Psochim, Tvechachomim Oimrim, Sholosh Umnis, the three type of workmen, Oisin, Melocha, Be'arvei, Psochim, Ad Chatzois. They're allowed to do work on Erev Pesach, Apotu Chatzois, according to everybody. Ha'chaitin, a tailor, via safrin, a barber, via kaifsin, the laundryman, the one that washes things. Ha chaitin, why is a tailor, shekain hedyid, toifak, adaka, b'chole shemoyt. The pshat is that since you see these melochas are not so strict, there's a heter to do it on Chol HaMoed, that's why the Rabban will make it, you're allowed to do it even on Erev Pesach also. That what tailoring, hedyet, the normal person could also tailor, sew something, kedarko on Chol HaMoed. Ha-safrin, how come a barber give haircuts on Erev Pesach? V'yakosin, and a washman, shekein ha-boimim dinas ha-yom. If somebody comes back from over the ocean on Yom Chol HaMoed, v'yayitzim or somebody gets let out of prison on Chol HaMoed, Mutarang the Sapul Chabis. They're allowed to take a haircut and wash the clothing for Cholashumoid. So since there's a heter to have clothing, they have clothing washed, and to take a haircut on Cholashumoid for some people, therefore you see this malach is not so strong, therefore in every case of also it's allowed to be done. Now, we start with that if you want to tell me now, that's Charpula, Shein Loima Yechel. Shori, if you want to tell me now, that a workman that doesn't have what to eat, he's allowed to do his work on Chol HaMoed, means any work in the world. If so, kol malachas nami l'shtori. Every single malacha then should be mutter to do on Erev Pesach. Why? Because there's a case, shein lama yechol. Because there's a case of a workman, any type of work you want. If that type of a workman doesn't have what to eat, he's allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, and you're allowed to hire him. So the Havamina now is that the Mishnah Psoch means Stam. Any type of a melacha that you find, any type of a heter on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do that work on Erev Pesach. If so, why does the Mishnah only say these three workmen, the barber, the laundryman, and the tailor, any melacha, a carpenter also, a carpenter or a seifer, doesn't have what teeth on Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to do their work? So b'zoi, all type of work should be mut on Erev Pesach. Right, another kasher is, maskel lo rapopo. Ela meyat, if so, binyan l'shtori, it should be mutter to build a house, build a wall on Erev Pesach. Why? Because we had before, shekein koysel ha-goyel l'shus harabim. If you have a wall that's tilting over to l'shus harabim, it's like a sakona, we're afraid it may cave in soon, the locher is even on Chol HaMoed, soyser u'berne kadarkoi. You're allowed to knock down the wall and build it up again, b'pnei ha-sakona, because there's a sakona, there's danger involved, maybe you'll fall over into the Rishus Rabbim on Chol HaMoed, so you're allowed to build it up. See, if so, if you're telling me now, the Havamina is anything that's mutter on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do Erev Pesach also, so it should be mutter to build houses, build walls on Erev Pesach. And the Mishnah there only says clearly, only three type of workmen could do on Erev Pesach. Mask of Lo Ravina, Ele Meyat so Lav Lo Lishtori, who I didn't want a cipher should be able to write on Erev Pesach. Shekein koisven kedushe noshim, like we'll see later. You're allowed to write kedushe noshim on Chol HaMoed. Gita, the get, you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed v'shevrin. You can write a receipt on Chol HaMoed. So since you could write these things on Chol HaMoed, who would then should be mutter to do on Erev Pesach? So what does the Gemara mean to say? Ela, there's no kash in the first place. Avad, like we were saying before, a poil, a workman that doesn't have what to eat, doesn't have enough money, he's allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed to get money. So really, every single work could be done on Chol HaMoed. There's a case that any work could be done on Chol HaMoed. Why never face a chnat? Because it's like this. El Omer Rav Ashi, Moyed Arba Osa Karamis. You're asking a kasha that you find certain cases are mutter on Chol HaMoed, and still these things are rusted to do on Erev Pesach. Moyed Mishum Tirchu. Chol HaMoed Yis is Mishum Tirchu. Something that's too much of a bother, the Rabbanan asked you. His words are right on Yosem, the Rabbanan Chol HaMoed. You also have to say that's the swarm in the Torah also. The Rabbanan said he can't do malachas, means they touched up the Torah, because there's too much tirch involved. But the swarm is though, where there's a hefsin involved, where there's a loss involved, like here the person doesn't have what to eat, he doesn't have any money, any food, so he's allowed to do work, for him there's a hefsin to do. And all these things also, Mishum Seder, it's mutter. But Arba also, they did not to do work on Erev Pesach, Mishum Tzarech Yom Tifu. Because it's an end of preparing yourself for Tzarech Yom Tif. So therefore we say, Midi Vitzarech Yom Tif Shari. Something that the work you're doing is also for the Tzarech of Yom Tif, the Rabbanu will matter you. But Midi Vilav Tzarech Yom Tif Lasher Rabbanu, something that's not for the purpose of Yom Tif, the Rabbanu will not matter you on Erev Pesach. Therefore, these three workmen, the reason why they're mutter, not only because really it's mutter on Chol HaMoed, but because there's a Tzarech Yom Tov involved. You have to take a haircut, you have to have your clothing, you have to have your clothing tailored, so because of that, it's mutter to do on Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Pesach. Drashtim Mishum Tzarech Yomtif, Shorech Gernhani Gimel Umnis, Vesulai, Vu Adin, Main Loi Mayoichel, Dein Tzarech Yomtif Godem Izeh. And the Kurimitz Enech Nami, Hu Adin, if Somer doesn't have any food to eat, on Erev Pesach, Avad, he would also have the Seta to do the work then. Because the Svar is, what you need for Tzarech Yomtif is Mutter. So if you don't have what to eat, Hu Adin is Mutter to do on Erev Pesach also. The Kol Purim, that's the Maskana here, that's the Halacha, that the poyel, the workman, doesn't have enough food, to eat on Yom Tov, he's allowed to do work in Chol HaMoed to get money to be able to have a Yom Tov. The Mishnah writer, Ein Mefanin, you're not allowed to move on Chol HaMoed, you can't empty out your house, Mibayis Labayis, you can't move your furniture from one house to another house. That's Tircha, it's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Avo Mefanahu Lechatzeroi. But you are allowed to empty out your house into your chutzar. Like Rashi says, "Have you mashmu ashtu the havamina now is shemevi mi bayis shabachotzer acheres lechatzeroi that you could take from some other a house in some other chutzar into your chutzar into your house." So the Gemara is going to ask a steer with them in the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah says, "Ein mefanin mibayis labayis mashma you can't move from one house to another house even though it's in your chutzar." And then it says, "Al mefanin lechatzeroi you could move from another house into your chutzar." So we'll see in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein mevi'im kelim beis umin. If you have your kelim you gave to be fixed, you have clothing in the cleaners, you have your kelim by the fixman, you can't pick it up on Chol HaMoed. If you're afraid that the workman is a ganef, and if you don't pick it up now, maybe you'll steal it, he'll say he sold it, he got rid of it already, then you're allowed to pick it up on Chol HaMoed. And mefanin lechatz racheres. When you take it home, though, don't lechatchila take it home to your house, but rather leave it in some other chutzah. Shouldn't be such a marasayim. People shouldn't see it taken home to your house." Yeah. Right. So the Mara asks, first of all, v'amrit reisha, the reisha, the Mishnah says, ein mefanin klal, like a stira. First, the Mishnah says, you can't move at all from one house to another house. And then it says, mefanin lechatzeroi, mashmi, you could move from a different house into your chutzah, which means the house in your chutzah. So it's a stira. Rabbaya, it's like this. If you have two houses and they're sharing the same chutzah, like in your backyard, on the Gemara's times again, the chutzah, there was a chutzah, and a few houses opened up into the same chutzah, so then you could carry out from one house into the next house, since you're not going through a shusharabim. You're only walking through your chutzah, then you're allowed to carry out from one house to another house. But if you have to carry from one house to another chutzar, that's also. Then it's a big tircha, that's also to carry from one house into another chutzar. Yetzais brings down the Yushalmi Mater, Mi Bayis Acha Lebesoi, Sharav Liyodim Lodim Bishalayim. If a person up until now was renting a house, and he bought his own house, he's allowed to move into a house on the Chol HaMoed. But that's a tremendous simcha a person enjoys to have his own, rather than being by somebody else. See, if you have your own house and you want to move into a better house, that's also. But if you're living in somebody else's house, and now you want to move into your own house, that's Yishalmi says it's a mutter on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to move into your own house on Chol HaMoed. But otherwise, you're not supposed to move on Chol HaMoed. Then you're a big tzarech, though, is the Yishalmi, sometimes mutter, sometimes not. But the Vein Levin Kelim Beis Umin. You're not allowed to pick up your Kelim that you have by the Umin, by the fixer. Omer Papa, Bodiklon Rova, Rova like Bodiklon, Rashi says, Iyadin Latrusak. You want to know, can you answer me this question? Omer Rapapa, Bodiklon Rova, yes, Rova, a question like this. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Ein Mevim Kelim Beisumin. You're not allowed to bring home your Kelim from the laundry, from the cleaners on Chol HaMoed. Even though you gave it before Yom Tov and it was fixed already before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to pick it up on Chol HaMoed. We're in Minu Avakasha. Says a bin, moilichin, you're allowed to take to the cleaners, umevin, and bring home from the cleaners. Kelim beis umin, you are allowed to bring and take home from the beis umin. V'yafo pi, shen lo tzarech hamoed, even though it's not for tzarech hamoed, you don't even need these clothes, and for Yom Tov, still it's mutter, so what's a stira? Our Mishnah says you can't take home, so for sure you can't bring there. And there it says, no, you're allowed to take, you're allowed to bring back at the stira. So he answered, shenin lo, the Torah says like this, kan biar bosor. That it says you're allowed to, it's not talking about Chol HaMoed, it's talking about on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, you're allowed to take your things to the cleaners, and you're allowed to pick up things from the cleaners. There's no issue on Erev Pesach. Ma'ashenken kan b'chol HaShemoed, our Mishnah is talking about on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to pick up your clothing from the cleaners, and for sure you're not allowed to take your clothing to the cleaners on Chol HaMoed. Unless certain cases you have to have your things clean. There are certain cases. Could be that's the only suit you have. Your Shabbos suit got ruined on the first day Chol Yontif. And not now the last day Yontif. You give it to a Goyish cleaners. Sometimes they make them. But if you don't have a heter, then it's also in Mefrat if you give them just to be clean for after Yontif. For sure, it's also you can't bring them into the cleaners. Iboyis say this one teretz. Iboyis say another teretz like this. Both Mishnahs are talking about on Chol HaMoed. So it's a stira. Our Mishnah says you can't, and Aaron says you could. Kan b'maminoi, kan b'shein b'maminoi. So far we're going to try and answer just one part of the stira. That our Mishnah says you can't pick it up, and there it says you could pick it up from the cleaners. But there it says, kan b'maminoi. Our Mishnah is talking about where you trust the Avi uncle, the cleaner man, he's not going to steal your clothing. So Melo, don't pick it up now, leave it till after once. You have Joe, the cleaner man, your friend is going to steal it from you. So Mela him, you let it go pick it up from an Chol HaMoed. But the more Batani we learned is a raya that Nevi'im Kelim Ubei Sumin. You are allowed to pick up Kelim from the Ubei Sumin.